Oh, that's my mom.
Thank you.
Do you have some people to introduce to?
Yeah. Spare your applause. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Anvil.
The first thing I hereby say is that I love my friend Sasha. Without him, I would have gone another 30 years without anybody knowing who I was. And most of all, the dear guys in my band. And thanks, Mom. Thanks for giving me all my opportunities, you know?
And there's one more person who needs to be up here, Rebecca Hillman, please, the producer of the film. I didn't really know it was a film. I as you know, I've been on tour with him when I was a kid. And can I just say that I'd like to thank all my family, the Casoys, who are here tonight. Because they had to deal with it. I think my cousin Daniel had to come and pick me up from Rob's house one day. I was in a hash coma. And Dan thought I had died in the car. And I was saying, I'm sorry, Dan. And I want to thank my I just want to say, where are you, Billy? Where are you, Mom? Thank you, Mom. I was very close with them, and then we, you know, like life happens. You know, you grow up, and people go their separate ways, and you know, like that golden youth of hanging out with these guys. You know, I was so lucky to be able to. But you know, I went to law school and tried to commit suicide. You know, that just shit happened, right? And then 20 years later, it was like the summer of 2005, and I just wondered what had happened to my old friends in Anvil, and I went online, and I discovered that the band had never stopped. I mean, I lost them after like the third or fourth album, but they'd just done all these incredible records, and I hadn't heard them, and, you know, they'd never made it. You know, while all the bands they influenced, like Metallica and Slayer, had gone on and become these mega bands. And so I wrote to the website, and I wrote to the, I didn't know it was directly to Lips, and I said, hey, it's T-Bag. Anyway, so I got an hour and a half later, I got an email back from Blips going, dude, we thought you died or became a lawyer. And both were true. And so while of course Blips came out to LA, we were just hanging out again, and I picked him up at the airport, and within 20 minutes, it was as if that 20 years had just gone in 2 seconds. And I took him actually over to a friend of mine's house, a very close friend of my mentor, Steve Zalian, the writer of Schindler's List, of all things, and we were at Steve's house, and I remember vividly standing at the window, watching Lips talk to Steve's wife, and I turned to Steve and I said, this guy never gave up, man. And not only that, he has the same enthusiasm and drive and joy that he had when he was in his 20s, and it was just so inspiring, you know? And so,
first response? Was there any reluctance at all to have a film? Because you really guys, you guys put it out there, obviously.
When Sasha first told me, I was actually at his Uncle Marty's.
Sorry about all the food, Marty.
It wasn't the first time I'd been there. I'd been there 20 years ago, too. But it was a really unbelievable moment for me because I realized the gravity of the situation, that this isn't just an old friend. He's a very, very successful individual who sees something in me that I guess the rest of the world hadn't seen, and he wanted it to bring it to the world. And I realized that this guy is the guy that could do it. If anybody's going to do it, this is the guy. And I was right. I was a very emotional moment. And
it was a huge moment for all of us because I knew that the story had to be told. Rob, however, was very different. His first question was, like, why?
Who the hell's going to care about us?
No one cares. So it was a bit of an uphill struggle for initially, right? But I think he came around.
Just going, hey man, people actually, they think that the band's pretty good now, man. At first he worried, and this is actually very, very interesting. At first, I remember a statement coming from him, he goes, well, people are going to watch this movie, and they're not going to know anything about the music, that we're going to actually get famous from the movie and not from our music. Well, listen, man, it was our music that brought Sasha to that change room in 1982. Don't ever forget that.
I'm curious to know from all of you, I mean, you screened the film once already in Sundance, this is the second screening, but it's your hometown screening. What was the experience like tonight, watching the film with this audience, many family and friends here, seeing yourself on screen?
I, on the way, I felt like I was coming to get married again or something, or that I was going to go be doing my bar mitzvah again. I don't know. Very odd. It still feels kind of odd.
I enjoyed the entire process here. I love it. Look at the turnout, very supportive. What can I say? It's Canada. I'm surprised. I'm happy. I'm just happy to be sharing this with my family, and a lot of my friends are here tonight. And that's yeah. And that's been really special.
Yeah. Can I just say one thing? Oh, he's taking photos of himself. Okay. Can I just say one thing? That what these guys have been able to accomplish, which is not giving up, was really only possible because of the people around them. And we haven't done this before, but since we're in Toronto, I'd like to call out the wives. I'd like to call out
to anvilmovie.com or anvilmetal.com, and right here, And if you go, if you do it online, the money goes directly to the guys. And
we got to help here on the back. You know what I'm saying? That was a ton. Rock out. And if you, if, you know, one way that you guys can help us is if you do go to the website amblemovie.com. There's an email list, and we need as many names as possible because when the movie comes out, we want to email all of you and let you know. So if you can, that would be awesome.
In the back, with any questions, go ahead.
I'm only in town for a couple of days. Are you guys playing live anywhere?
Oh yes. The band is playing at the Bovine Sex Club, right?
Saturday night.
Ian Dixon is here tonight. Where are you, Ian Dixon? Come on, dude. The original bass player.
Where is he?
Come on, dude. Get up here. Ian Dixon, everyone.
Two more chances to see Anvil at the festival. Thanks so much for making a great film, guys.
Thank you.